Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti, and we're talking about all things to do with the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So, Lindsay, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So today specifically, we want to focus most of our time on a observance next week that is National Small Business Week. So what can you tell me just in general about this observance week?
So it's been going on for a few years now. So just really a chance to highlight area businesses. So similar to a lot of the hype around Small Business Saturday, celebrating our small businesses, this is a chance all week. First full week of May is National Small Business Week, and a lot of the top resource providers in the nation or in the state will be doing a number of programming. So it's nice to be a part of that. So SBA, Small Business Administration, and SCORE mentors in particular are hosting a virtual conference. So anyone anywhere can tap into this throughout the day and watch different webinars and things all rolled into one because it's Small Business Week, and just getting resources out to folks that have small businesses, but then also just that reminder of, you know, we've got a lot of great businesses in our community that do a lot of great things for the community.
All right. I'd like to ask you a little bit more about this virtual conference. It's, as you said, hosted by SBA and SCORE. You're going to be having basically a viewing party essentially at the Towncraft building. And what day was that again?
That's right. So it's 2 days. It's Tuesday, May 7th and Wednesday, May 8th. And again, it's live streamed everywhere. And so when you look online for more information, it's going to show you, you know, Eastern time. But for us here in Central time, it'll be 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And so we'll have the projector going and having that tuned in. There are 5 different sessions throughout the day. And so we've got some heavy hitters when it comes to, you know, Google and Square, Constant Contact, Chase Bank and Visa and the SBA and SCORE. So like these very large nationwide partners coming together to present various topics. So throughout the day, stop in and catch one of those sessions. We've posted the agenda. So if there's a particular activity or topic that is of interest to you, it's a great chance to kind of tap into that, maybe get inspired or take notes and maybe better your business in some way. And so it's nice that this already exists. It's free, whether you're watching it on your own or coming to join us and maybe we have some conversation. We'll have the Towncraft upstairs meeting room open for people to kind of come and go to take part in that.
All right. Now, another thing that you have going on next week is a forum with some regional partners. What can you tell me about this activity?
Yeah, so we are taking advantage of National Small Business Week and using this time to kick off a new series with the chamber that's called Better My Business Series. And we're starting that with this forum. And so we have invited a number of our statewide and regional resource partners to come together and use that as a platform to share their services, get connected with local businesses that are looking for their services, and just having that be open for people to get connected. So we're working with the Small Business Development Center, of course, the Iowa Center for Economic Success, SCORE partners as kind of our leading partners that are all, you know, kind of funded through the SBA, but then there are other partners in the area as well. So like DMAC Business Resources, we've got iSourceLink and the Targeted Small Business, which is both through the Iowa Economic Development Authority. So really big heavy hitters in terms of statewide resources that are either doing one-on-one consulting or various workshops and programs, assisting with funding and certificates and all kinds of things. So it'll be a really good chance for, like, I've heard the name or what is SB whatever, I don't know. So kind of being able to see multiple in the same room, get a feel for the differences, the similarities, and see kind of where those individuals can kind of make those connections. So we'll have several there to give presentations, to answer some questions, do one-on-one time. But then there will also be some others that are not there but are sending information or getting a recap from their other business partners. So we'll have a really good overview, a lot of these really great services that are all free for people to take part in, all in a way to better a small business. So it seems like a good fit to have during National Small Business Week and to use as a kickoff for our series, which we'll be having throughout the year. So that regional resource forum is also Tuesday, May 7th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the upstairs meeting room at Towncraft. So if you're there during the day for the virtual conference or you just come in for the forum, that's a great meeting space in general at Towncraft. So that's where it'll be.
All right. Now, you mentioned that the series, the Better My Business series, is going on through the next 10 months or so, and it's going to wrap up with a bit of a competition. What can you tell me about this?
So the Better My Business idea has come from our business development committee thinking about how we can be a better resource for our members, those that are looking to start a business, existing businesses. And a lot of times, you know, we can put on workshops, we can do lunch and learns, and, you know, that all still requires some hard work. But sometimes it's that financing side of things that, you know, they've got a big project or, you know, something just to get a little leg up. So there's not a whole lot of free money out there for businesses in particular. There are a few grant competitions out there, so we thought that would be a good opportunity for us to do locally. So if you are familiar with Shark Tank, it'll be a little bit similar to that, other than instead of having like angel investors investing in a business, there will be a pool maybe that's sponsored, but still a competition and pitches of this is my project, this is my business, this is how I want to grow, and this is how it'll help. So in thinking about that, we're wanting to do that in February, but instead of just having that standalone piece, we are building out this series to also have learning opportunities to kind of help prepare for this competition, as we're calling it Better My Business Battle. It won't be that intense, but it'll definitely be the competition side of things. So looking to build up a series from anyone that is thinking about starting a business, to has a business already within the last couple years, or they've been around forever, but maybe they're wanting to expand or bring in a new line or whatever the case may be. Every business is different. So wanting to kind of touch a little bit as much as we can and be a good service to our members and the businesses here in Perry. So with that, we've got 10 months and doing like a monthly workshop or lunch and learn on various topics from business plans to financing options, branding, even down to the public speaking and networking, which will be really helpful when it comes time for the pitch.
All right. So lots going on with Small Business Week. Anything else that you'd like to mention before we touch on a few more topics today?
That really covers it for that topic. It's just a matter of, again, wanting to be a better resource to our members and our community, seeing the opportunity to help our businesses with this kind of thing. And so I really encourage folks to just take a look to see what we've got going on Facebook or our website, or just give us a call. And if there's something that you're needing that you don't see on the list, then we can look into adding it. But a new program that we hope people can take part in.
All right. Well, now let's talk briefly today, because we're sort of running out of time, about some upcoming events, starting with the Chamber Coffee, which is a week from today.
That's right. So we heard from our guests a little while back. That's going to be at the Perry Area Food Pantry. They're new members this year, so we're really excited to get out there and see what's new there, get people out there and familiar with the location and their services, things like that. And so they will be this month's host, 8 a.m. Friday, May 10th.
All right. Now, another thing that is definitely on people's radars right now is the farmers market. That's coming up later this month. What can you tell me about the latest for this?
So our farmers market in downtown Perry runs from the last Thursday of May to the last Thursday of September. So right around the corner to get started. Same location as before, Josh Davis Plaza, right in the heart of downtown. So we're really gearing up. We're starting to get vendors signed up and just get excited about the new season. I've heard from a couple that the weather's played into, you know, what their garden looks like at the moment, but we've got a lot of craft and baked goods and things like that anyway. So we'll just kind of see how things go. But we'll get started right away Thursday, May 30th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Josh Davis. And then we'll continue that every single week, every Thursday, rain or shine. So for folks that are interested in participating, they can reach out to the chamber and get signed up to join us, whether it's just for a one-time vendor or the full season. We've got plenty of space and we've got plans for expansion. So we're just really excited to offer that to the community.
All right. And we'll talk more about it as it gets closer. But in the meantime, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
We sure covered a lot today. So I guess we're just definitely approaching the busy summertime. So we've got Friday Fest coming up, 4th of July, Sesquicentennial, among all of the many other events and activities that will be going on. So I just really encourage people to get out and have fun, stay safe, and participate in what's going on in the community.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.